Good morning. It's Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society. We're continuing our history talk today about post offices. We're going to begin with post offices on the lake. First one is John's. This is a small post office established in September of 1894 and discontinued in March 1898. This only served about 50 people, and that's probably why it was such a brief stay. Then there's Lucerne on up the lake. Lucerne was established in February 1902, discontinued in 1956 after 54 years of service. It's 40 miles northwest of Chelan, and the post office was named because of the resemblance of its alpine setting to that of Lucerne, Switzerland. Mail was delivered by boats, first by steamers, and then later diesel-powered boats. Delivery to the lonely prospector, trapper, or hunter, who might be located anywhere from Lucerne to faraway Cloudy Pass in the early days, was by pack horse trains. Packer Dan DeVore, you may have remembered talking about him in our earlier sessions, and his horse, Bill, made deliveries in fair weather, deep snows, but it took resourcefulness. Many tales could be told of the hazardous trips on horseback, taking mail over the rough, lonely trails through snow, rain, and heat to isolated camps far up the canyons. Then we have Holden. Holden was established in August of 1937. Location, 11 miles west of Lucerne up Railroad Creek. The first post office to serve these mines was actually Chilcop, located on the hillside opposite the site of the Holden post office. Mail was provided from Chelan first by boat to Lucerne dock, up the mountain by bus, and then the service was daily except Sunday. Moore was the next post office up lake, established in May of 1892. It was located on the east shore of Lake Chelan at the mouth of Fish Creek, 2.5 miles by water north of Lucerne. Robert Moore came to this site in 1890 and erected a hotel for summer vacationers who came up the lake on steamers. Actually, a round-trip ticket from Lakeside was $3. The post office was supplied by mail by the lake steamers, of course. Then there was Stehekin at the head of the lake, established in May 1892. The Stehekin post office has been quartered in a small hotel for 40 years or more. A dam built at Chelan made it necessary to move the post office to higher ground in September 1927. In the early days, the mail service was tri-weekly, but eventually it became daily except for Sunday, delivered by boats such as the Belle of Chelan, and now by Lady of the Lake. So that's it for our post offices. This is your storyteller.